Blog Talk Radio. goodness, we are so blessed, considering the year that we had on previous years, and especially the pandemic from last year. So I thank God for each and every one of you that is on the line. I thank God for his faithfulness. I thank God for your faithfulness, because you didn't have to join in this morning, but you did, and I appreciate that so much. And so I'm going to see if Minister Sheila is on the line or able to talk. And if she is, I'll turn it over to her for her to go ahead and pray for us in the program. And if she's not, then I will go ahead and pray. Minister Sheila, are you on the line? Are you able to talk? Okay. I take that as that she's not able to talk or she's not on the line.
I'll pray for you, Apostle-elect. I'll pray for you.
Okay, go ahead, Minister Sylvia. Thank you so much.
Father God, we come to you on today, God, asking you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, asking you for forgiveness. We're just coming to you on this Resurrection Sunday, God. We're pouring our hearts out to you on this day, God, to say thank you. Thank you for paying the price. Thank you for counting us worthy of your love, counting us worthy of another chance. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, we can't say we thank you enough. God, we just ask you to continue to cover us and our families. Continue to cover America, oh God. Continue to cover this world, oh God. When you say the day that we see the rainbow, God, that's going to remind us we still have a covenant with you. Oh God, we just want to say thank you. God, if I can't say nothing else all day, all I can say is thank you. Thank you that you didn't give up. Thank you that you didn't give in. Thank you that you didn't come down. God, thank you for taking all of the sins of this wretched world and this wretched people upon you, oh God. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and give thanks within. God, we just want to say how much we love you. God, on today, it's all about you, oh Lord Jesus. We just want to say how much we appreciate you, how much we adore you, how much we need you, how much we glorify you, how much we honor you. God, I just want to say thank you. If I can't do nothing else, thank you, thank you. God, we know that without you, we don't know where will we be. The word said, if you be for us, who could be against us? God, why are you going to that cross? By you letting them hang you, nail you, stab you, put the crown on your head, all that they did to try to defile you. God, you didn't come down. With that, oh God, we say thank you. Lord, that's all I can say on today is I love you and I want to say thank you. Amen. I give it back to you, Apostle-elect.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia. I appreciate that. Like I said, don't know if Minister Sheila is at work or what's going on, but we will go ahead and start with the program. So there are seven sayings that Jesus said in the scriptures. And before I start, I want to know, are you able to say those seven sayings? Are you able to even say the last saying? Are you ready? He bore the cross for each and every one of us. But yet in our lives that we live, we deal with crosses. We deal with crossroads. We deal with trees, whether they're living or they're dying. The first saying that Jesus Christ said was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, in Luke 23:34. Have you said that? Do you need to say, God, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Are you yourself continually practicing sins that require you to say, God, forgive me, because I don't want to be separated from you, God? Is there a bondage? Is there a wickedness? Is there unforgiveness? Is there an inability to not just celebrate one another, but to surrender to God? Is there an ability to, when you are in the midst of the Gospels and say, where is that in the Bible? God's not pleased with that. We see someone promoting strife and division, whether it's in your family, your marriage, your so-called friends, wherever it is. Do you say, no, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't realize that the things that they say can hurt you so deeply and wound you so immensely until you remember that for the rest of your life. Are they or are you walking around practicing pride or spirits of perversion or just plain old, I just got to be right all the time? Are you argumentative? Because argumentative spirits are prideful. Because usually the only reason why people would argue with you is in a mode or wanting to cause you to do things their way. Sometimes they don't argue with you, but they pay the pity party. They always got an excuse for something. If you have an inability to submit, if you have an inability to apologize, if you have an inability to ask or beg someone's forgiveness, ask God, God, is this pride, is this perversion in my life? Or if you work with someone or you know someone that's doing it, can you say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Is there someone around you with a type of antichrist spirit? Every time something happens, they want to blame God. Everything they say is against Jesus Christ, or even the children of Jesus Christ. They're always speaking bad against the saints. Well, if your God is this, then blah, 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 blah. Are they that person that has an imbalance in their conversation? One minute they're happy, the next minute they're sad. Are they that person that likes to hear gossip? They can't even hear God clearly for hearing so much gossip. Or are they stuttering? They can't hear God or understand what you're saying because you're a double-minded person that doesn't know which way they want to go. One minute you're saying Jesus, and then the next minute you're saying, they. Are you illiterate in the spirit? Oh, my God, that's another message. We're going to move on from that. I have asked God to loose the tongues and the ears and the minds of his people because too many of us are walking around too familiar, not just with leadership, but with one another. We're so familiar with one another and with God until we give him a half prayer, a half praise, or if even that. We've come too familiar with the Father. We don't reverence him. We don't reverence the building that we go and worship him in. And guess what? That building is you. I wasn't talking about the brick building. When you go into worship with God, you are the house of prayer. You are the building. Yeah, we have buildings that we gather in that they're doing all manner of stuff in. But right now, right today, I want to talk about the building from head to toe, from inside out. Or is there a building, a person that you've made your idol? They're your everything. They're your husband. They're your wife. They're your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your aunt, your uncle, your sister, your brother, your child. Who is it? What is it? Your job? Is there something taking the place of God that you don't trust God because you're so busy trusting it? Yeah, when we sit in a tree, we may have it climbed up to that tree and we're sitting up there and the branches are steady. They won't break. So we don't have to fear that thing. Yeah, when we sit in the car, we can know that we hope that it starts up, and even if it doesn't, we'll call AAA or roadside assistance. Yes, when we sit in the chair, we expect for it not to break. Yes, when we breathe, we expect for the oxygen and the CO2 to properly exchange. But yet, there's some of us that although we believe in the oxygen, we believe in the chair, we believe in the car, we believe in the tree, we believe more in those things than we do in God. Where is your faith? Is it the size of a mustard seed? The grain of a mustard seed. That's all he's asking us to have in him. Or is it in people? Is it in jobs? Is it in things? Is that thing that you need to forgive someone about, did they hurt you? Did they backstab you? Was it something to do with your husband or your wife? Was it a stress or an anxiety that you're yet not able to get over? Are you so dependent on someone else until they've taken the place of God? Well, if so, ask God to forgive you, for you knew not what you were doing. Then in his second thing, he says, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Did Jesus look on his right hand or to his left hand, and did he see you? And did he give you that guarantee that you would be with him in paradise? Think about it. Ask God, God, will I be with you in paradise? God, you created me in your very likeness and your image. You gave me dominion over the sea and the air and the earth. You told me to fear you, for that's the beginning of understanding. God, you said also to fear not, because you would help me. There's different type of fears, fears of reverence and fears of I'm afraid of this or I'm afraid of that, like it's bigger, like it's greater than God. There's nothing greater than God. Because, see, whether it's the waters, the fires, or whatever it is, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God will be with you in the midst of it. Can you call upon him in your time of trouble and know that he will deliver you and that he will glorify you? He will give you glory as long as you point back to him. He will promote you. That's promotion. That's giving you glory. That's saying that he is proud of you. You are his daughter. You are his son. But when God promotes you, when God glorifies you in that manner, oh, you have to give him all the glory. You have to give him all the praise. You have to say, God did it. That oil that you found on your land, God did it. That house that you live in, God did it. Those cars and trucks that you drive, God did it. Whatever it is, God did it. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Exodus 14 and 14 said, the Lord will fight for you. So hold your peace. That battle that you're going through, hold your peace. Know that you're going to see him in paradise. And yet, in Psalms 144 and 1, it says, praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Remember, he didn't say that it was going to be easy. He didn't say that you weren't going to have a battle. Peter had battles. Paul had battles. All the disciples that walked with him had battles unto death till they were made martyrs. We've got to know we are his disciples on this side of the cross. He's making intercession for us on this side of the cross. We can't let sin have dominion over us. We can't be people that walk under the law, because we have to see him in paradise. We are under grace. We don't have to walk around here in self-condemnation. We don't have to do that. For according to the Spirit of God, he will lead us. He will guide us, because he is one with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You've already said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And prior to you saying, forgive them, they know not what they do, you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So if you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, and if you said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise, that's what he's saying to us. Do you believe it? Do you really believe you're going to see him in paradise? Your hope has to be in God. Your hope has to be in knowing that he has accepted you and he's rewarded you. And what he's rewarded you with is your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. My. That's enough to praise him right there. Hallelujah. He's accepted you and he's rewarded you with everlasting life to be with him in paradise. Wow. And then after that, he said, woman, behold thy son. Are you a son? Are you a daughter? Are you that sacrificial lamb of God? Are you that one that's anointed for every mission, every vision, everything that he's given you on this earth? Has he anointed your head with oil? Do you know that they actually anoint lambs' heads with oil? And the reason that they do it is because there's a torment that they go through. And you might be able to relate to this. They have flies that will lay eggs in the very nostrils of these poor lambs on their hair, all over their head, to the point that these lambs will knock their heads against a rock, a wood post, or whatever it is, just trying to get rid of these tormentors called flies, these insects that are tormenting them. What's tormenting you? What is the enemy putting in your head that's tormenting you, whether it's physically, financially, or mentally? What's worrying you? What's causing you to forget your sonship and your daughtership? What's causing you to be in a place of doubt where there's things invading your mind and overwhelming you so much that you can't sleep, you can't focus, you can't clearly think about things? What's causing you to beat your head over and over again? What's causing you to doubt? Is there a person that you work with that tries to cause you to walk in shame? Is there a pessimist or a narcissist or racist that's on your job that's constantly trying to discourage you, trying to stop you from obeying God, asking you, where is your God? Asking you, why do you obey God? Stop doubting and questioning your heirship, your sonship, yeah, and the word that I made up, daughtership, your adoption. Stop letting your friends and your so-called family members and everybody cause you to doubt him. When they try to cause you to doubt him, tell them that you are the daughter of the Most High God. Tell your friends, tell the world, tell your family, you are God. He's anointed you for this. He's anointed you for Smile 3E. He's anointed you for the World Wide Web. He's anointed you for the ministering of the saints and your sorrows and your fraternity brothers and sisters and the people that you're with the Masons or whatever organization you're with. He's anointed you just for that. He's anointed you to let you know that you have a mantle of the anointing of God, and his Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you, and he gives you fresh oil every day. He's an all-consuming fire. And that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. And yet, we have to remember, even in the midst of all of this, he still said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? What are those things you're struggling with? We're going back to the torment of the lamb. What are those things that you're struggling with? Was it the stripes that when he was beaten? Ah, my God. Is it the provoking of the people and the things that they say to you, they say about you? Do you struggle with knowing that no matter what's going on, you feel like you're alone, like there's an endless battle going on? If it's not one thing, it's another. Well, God wants you to know that he's anointing you and has anointed you in a place that you are in the overflow. Just wait. Watch God. He hasn't forsaken you. You're right at the pinnacle of crossing over, and it seems like you're overwhelmed so much that you're saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The financial issues, the emotional issues, the relationship issues, whatever it is, just keep the faith. Know that God's going to fix it. He knows what's going on in your heart and your mind. He knows what you think you see. What I said, what you think you see. Ask God to take away the vision that you're seeing right now so that you can see spiritually what he's doing to you, through you, and for you. My God. Let him take you to that place that you're on the other side of why hast thou forsaken me? And now you're at I thirst. I thirst for your revelation. I thirst for a friendship with you, God. For in John 15:14-15, you said that you are my friend. So, God, I am your friend. You said that I'm your servant. So I am your servant because I serve with a spirit of servitude. I know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. I know that John 15:9-11 says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love, I have told you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Do you know what it is to have the completeness of God's joy? Do you know what it is to thirst so much until when you're thirsting, you know that he's going to give you that water that makes you thirst no more? Have you told God, I'm thirsty for you, God? Ah, have you told God, I need you, God? I'm thirsting for you. I'm thirsting for your presence. I'm thirsting for your everlasting life. I'm thirsting, God. I've got to have you. I believe in you, God. I'm thirsting for more of your word. I'm thirsting for that living water. I'm thirsting for you, God. My God, my God. And now, as you said that you're thirsting for him, he's answering you. You're his bride. You're his daughter. You're his. You are his. It's better than any spouse. Ha! Huh? It's better than any diamond or any gold. You are his. You may lose that diamond. You may lose that gold. The value may go up or it may go down. But God is consistent. You're his. And now you can say, it is finished. Not finished as you're going to pass on, but you pass this test. Because, see, there's many crosses that we bear in life. But this particular test right here, remember that one thing you thought you would never be able to stop doing? But God helped you obliterate it and annihilate it before the very eyes of your enemy. No matter what devices he's brought your way, no matter what trials he's brought your way, God has helped you to hit the target, the bullseye. It is obliterated. The strategic plans of God, of prayer, of speaking his word, of declaring and decreeing his word, of taking authority, power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ over that thing and saying, go, get out of here, go. This place is filled with the blood of Jesus. This place is filled with the Spirit of God. This place is filled with the praises of God. This place is filled with God. Go! Because it is finished. No more confusion. No more mayhem. But it is finished. That trial, it's finished. That bondage, it's finished. That temptation, it's finished. That burden of economic and physical and financial and emotional interrelationship, it is finished. God is teaching you how to go into that place and turn over those tables. For this shall be the house of prayer. Whatever's in your mind that hindereth, turn over that table. This is the house of prayer. Whatever is causing you to doubt what God is doing in your life, it is finished. Turn over that table. My God, you shall be the house of prayer. You are the house of prayer. And now that you've turned all of those hindrances and those bondages and those things that have caused you to doubt over to God. Those things that tried to persecute you the same way they persecuted Jesus. And he said, Father, into thy hand I commit my spirit. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Take back your peace. Take back your hope. Take back your praise. Take back your intercession. Take back the very mind of Christ. Take back pleading your petition before God. Call for the saints. Call for the elders. Lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. Cast out devils in his name. No more doubting. No more saying, I don't know, I guess. No, he's your advocate. He's your high priest. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father for each and every one of us. And because of Jesus, his life, his ministry, his sacrifice on the cross, his stripes, his burial, his resurrection, and his intercession for you and I right now, we can boldly come before God and say, be it unto me according to your word. Not my will, but your will be done. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You can boldly come before God saying, it is all because of you. Not me being prideful before you, God, but me giving you the assurance that all of that is because of you. I thank you for your grace, God. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you that I can draw nigh unto you and sincerely know in my heart that you are my God. You speak to me, and I'll listen. You command me, and I'll obey. You say, go, and I'll speak your word. You say, believe in me. And I say, Father, I believe in you. I believe in your Holy Spirit, and I believe in your Son. The Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Father, I worship you. Every blind spot in my life is eradicated, for my eyes are open. Every time I was in pain and couldn't walk, I shall not be lame anymore, but I shall walk it out. Every area of my life that appeared to be deaf or dumb, wisdom is there. And it has been replacing every deaf and dumb spirit or hearing that will need to be annihilated or obliterated through the power of God. Devil can no longer consume me. Because I am fully manifested and full of the Holy Spirit of God. I hear your voice so clearly. I know that you're my rock. And I don't hit on rocks, but I speak to them and they'll listen. And I thank you, God, for I can speak to you and you listen because of Jesus Christ. Not because of who I think I am, and even that person that tried to use an earthly rock against me with insults and lies and pridefulness and all of those things, I knew that you were the rock, the spiritual rock, can obliterate and annihilate any and everything that tries to make me not surrender to even the functioning of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for I can hear the trumpet. I can hear the wind. I can hear your voice. I can see the place you're preparing for me. I receive it all, God. I know that in the twinkling of an eye, God, when the trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ will rise in incorruptible bodies, and we all shall be changed. I know, God, that the time is drawing near, until we can know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that we're going to reign with you. We thank you for being our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning and the end. We thank you for being our Lord God Almighty. We thank you for being our first and our last. And God, we hear you. And we shall obey you during every cross, during every battle, because you are God. Father God, we thank you for the word that we've heard on today and how you strengthen us for every battle, for every cross. Some of us have had battles and wars for 60 years, some for 70 years, some for 80, some for 20, some for even less than that. But we give you all the glory and all the praise, for you've given us what we need in our hands, and even in our very fingers, and even in our very lips and tongues. You've given us the power of your Holy Spirit, the power in the name of Jesus, the power as sons and daughters. For you are our God, and we are your children. Have your way in every area of our lives. Cause us not to doubt you. Cause us to be able to declare and decree at the end of every battle, it is finished. I turn the program back over to Minister Sheila if she's able to communicate. If she's not, we'll go from there. Minister Sheila, are you able to speak, or do we need to go ahead on?
How can you continue? We have customers, but I thank everyone for being blessed this morning, and that God blessing us to see another day. Lord, I just thank you and thank you, and we all need to recognize, excuse the background noise, but yet I am at work, that we are here and what we have in life and within ourselves. It's because of you, for God blessing us with life and love through him. And I just want to say thank you and thank you. And excuse me for this morning, but I am at work. But I thank God for still being able to participate and listen to the program. Thank you and thank you. Amen. Back to you.
Amen. Well, God, I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for every listener. I thank you for the World Wide Web. I thank you for Smile 3. I thank you that Apostle Sandra Thomas believed not only in God, but in the God in me. And years ago, when I was doing ministry and I would be on the phone all by myself on TalkShoe and the various vehicles, and God trusted me. Years ago, when I was putting on conferences 3 and 4 times a year, and God allowed me to have the finances to put them on and to bring in the speakers and all of that. And he said, Cecilia, I know many people take up offerings. I know many people do this and that. He says, but I need you to trust me. And I was like, well, God, I'm a single parent. I have this going on. I have that going on. He says, Cecilia, I need you to trust me. And although it seemed like, okay, we are supposed to give 10%, but God, in all of the time and the monies that you have me putting towards this ministry, how can I make it? But you know what? I didn't miss a meal. My son would give away stuff that was his to the needy. With such a caring spirit. And when I look back on the days that he allowed me to do those things alone, and now I have the awesome privilege of having not just Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with myself and Minister Sheila. I have the awesome privilege of having a Monday night ministry with so many great men and women of God. Every first Monday, you know, we have Dr. Serena Wright, and then I'm blessed to work with Servant Pastor Troy, and then the next week I'm blessed to work with Prophet Antoine, and then I'm able to blessed to be working with Minister Sylvia and our own minister, our elder, missionary, I always forget her husband's name, Ron. I'd be ready to call him Rodney. Ron and Tony, I thank God for them. And I just know that every fifth Monday we'll have Minister Lawrence, and he just ministered this past Monday. And then every Friday, blessed again to have Minister Sylvia minister and Prophet Antoine. I mean, it's just a blessing. And it just took me back to the years, not days, but years, when God said, if you be faithful to me, I'll be faithful to you. And how I would be in tears because I would be discouraged, and God would just cause the conferences that he would have me to put on, the finances to fall in place, the people to fall in place, because people would stand me up and say they were going to do stuff at the ministries and they didn't, but then people would show up who I hadn't planned on being on the program and they were, and so we had programs, we had people in hotel rooms, you know, just thinking of where God has brought Smile 3E from and where he's taken us to. Minister Margo, I can't thank you enough. Minister Sylvia, I can't thank you enough. Minister Sheila, I can't thank you enough. Dr. Serena Wright, I can't thank you enough. Servant Pastor Troy, I can't thank you enough. Prophet Antoine, I can't thank you enough. Minister Lawrence, I can't thank you enough. Minister Arlene, that used to be a part of it, and Pastor Cornick. I mean, I just have so many people that I can't thank you enough. And most of all, I can't thank God enough. As Minister Sylvia prayed, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. So those not only were our announcements, those were my times of saying, I appreciate everybody. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the line so that anybody can share. And from there, I'll do our foundational scripture and see if anyone wants to pray, or I can pray. And we're going to go off this air as we acknowledge that Jesus has risen. The lines are open.
Amen, and God bless the people of God. Thank God for this blessed day. We thank God for those of us who understand the importance of the remembrance of this day and why we need to actually celebrate what Jesus did for us. I just want to encourage the woman of God, Apostle Elect. I want to continue to encourage you and let you know that I am blessed to be able to be connected to this ministry and connected to you, because you are God's advocate. I thought about what you said today, and it was so amazingly inspiring and informative, and what God has placed within you to share with his people. Continue following his prompting. Continue, because you have done a good work. And as you said, God has never lost a battle. And whatever we're facing, whatever we are encountering in this life, he's already made the way. I thank God for you. I thank God for his word and his sacrifice, and knowing that whatever we can face, whatever we do face, we are not alone. And I want you to know you're not alone. God is with you. He continues to strengthen you. Be blessed and keep looking to God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margo. The lines are still open.
Amen. I thank God for today's lesson to just remind us how we still have an obligation to God, not just to say thank you, oh Lord, but to do what we were put here to do for God. I want to tell you, Papa, that I appreciate you so much for letting us know that you started the thing out by yourself, and just because it was delayed, it was never denied. That God said to stay faithful and trust me, even though you can't see it. Just stay faithful and trust me. Whatever we're going through, just stay faithful and trust him. He will bring us to the place that he has called for it to be. I thank God for being a part of what was called to be. And that's all I have to say for saying that, but I just want to say, end it with this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia. Is there anyone else? All righty then. I don't believe there's anyone else that wants to speak. I thank you all for celebrating Jesus, for he has risen and it is finished and we can give it all to God. Oh, my God. I'm so wonderfully just awed by God, his awesomeness, his majesty. Oh, I can't tell you. Like Minister Sylvia said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for everyone that tuned in. And don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And if no one will pray, I will pray for us. Father God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for even America taking time out to remember his sacrifice. We know that many have rejected him, but on Smile Through Ye, we've accepted him. We are glorifying him. We are magnifying Jesus for who he is, for what he's done, for what he's doing. Oh, glory to God. We can't thank you enough, Jesus. Ah, we cannot thank you enough, God. Glory to your name. For in the beginning, there was the Word, and you are that beginning, Jesus. You are the one that we will reign with, and we will worship God in spirit and in truth. Bless every listener. Bless every ministry gift that's partnered with us. God, cause them to be blessed beyond anything their eyes have ever seen, anything that they've ever conceived in their hearts, anything they've ever meditated on or even dreamed of or thought of. Obliterate and annihilate every dream killer. Obliterate and annihilate anything that will cause them not to thirst for you the more. God, cause them to be those walking, living epistles that people look at them and say, I want to serve your God. We give you our hearts, our minds, and our total being. Have your way in our lives. Be God. Amen and amen. See you all tomorrow night, virtually, for Iron Sharpens Iron. Bye-bye.